Absolutely. We wanted to do this about a year ago. One of our courtside seat people had asked us, hey, Kathy, can you guys do something to kind of explain to us what's going on? Because sometimes we just don't know. The official's making a call. We don't understand. What is it you can do to help us learn? So what we did is we put together an event over at the football end zone, and we said, okay, let's speak about this. So we had an official come in, did a 30-minute presentation on some of the calls and some of the things that happened, and then we had Kristen Kelsey talk about offense. So we broke up down some video, we showed some of the situations, and then we talked about defense. Jesse did that part. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of was in, obviously I don't keep myself out too much, and I was in and all around that.
Yeah.
And so it really helped our fans understand the game a little bit more and what we were trying to get at. Since then, we've used it at our team camp for some of the coaches, and now you, because we wanted to make sure that we understood what are the coaches talking about after in the interview.
Right.
What does that mean? What we're saying makes all the sense in the world to us, but it may not make as much sense if you don't understand the lead-ups. So we wanted to really put the foundational phase in there and teach people, you know, what are the intricacies of the game.
There's so many layers to it. I have to ask, Kathy, I mean, how many adjustments do you make throughout an entire match? I mean, because I feel like every possession, you're yelling out something. I mean, from what you just explained here, it's a constant chess match.
You'll see some signals coming from the bench.
Okay.
It's just hand signals, different types of things that you'll see that we're making, or you'll see a coach kind of going up and saying something, you know, trying to get their attention to get a different blocking scheme, or what are we doing to make adjustments on our side of the net.
Right.
We use the information we're gathering as the game goes on, as everybody does in their sport, and they're trying to gain that advantage to kind of anticipate what they may be doing and what can we do to stop it, or if we're getting beaten up in a certain area, what adjustment can we make to make sure that we're not allowing that to continue to happen.
Wow.
So that adjustment continues throughout, and we're being able to adjust our defense and offense just like, you know, just like anybody would if they're adjusting their defense or their offense to find the open shot or, you know, whatever.
Very cool stuff. We really appreciate it as media members. I'm probably going to look for these things when the season starts.
Right.
You all for another year are ranked in the top 25. I know it's preseason and rankings really don't mean anything at this point, but what does it say that they're ranking you that high about what you've built here at Michigan State, Kathy?
I think that the first poll, it really doesn't matter because a lot of people put it where you finished last year.
Okay.
And so you don't see a lot of movement from what they saw. We lost in the second round, so that's why, you know, that's why we're sitting where we are.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, we look to be better than that, and we expect that we're going to work really hard to show that we're capable of more. Our goals are high, but, you know, it's really not. It's how do we put ourselves in position to achieve greater things? And it's really not to us about the poll. It never is. It's about what are we doing to get better, and people will start to respect that, and we'll see that. But we have a lot of talent. Our freshman class is coming in with great experience that will provide great depth for us. And then our seniors, we're senior laden. We have a lot of them. They're coming back. They've got they're a little bit unhappy with where they finished last year, but they're also sitting with that urgency of I'm a senior. And their perspective on everything that happens during a season, whether it's those moments where you're getting really tired and you still have to push through, or it's just your perspective about different blah, 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 it doesn't matter. It's like, what are we doing now to do what we want to do and keep that in perspective? So the process, I mean, every day we're touching a ball, like every practice we're doing, what are we doing to get better today? They're really understanding that. They heard that as freshmen. They heard that as sophomores, but it doesn't mean the same.
I talked to Garv. She's calling it with the second round curse, right?
She wants to get out,
you know, because we saw what happened last year.
Right.
You guys get out of the first round, losing the second round.
Mm-hmm.
But you all have gotten out of the first round for six consecutive years, 19th
overall
tourney appearance.
Right.
The expectations are much higher now, right, Kathy?
Yeah, they absolutely are. And you know, we do have a lot of talent, and it's respected talent, there's no doubt. So we think that coming into this, we just have to execute a little bit better. We have to be a little sharper, a little cleaner when we play, and we are playing against some of the top teams in the nation. So it's funny when we say we have a seventh best recruiting class. Well, there's a couple Big Ten teams that have a better recruiting class than we do. Not just one, a couple. And that's how it is every single year. So you're looking at teams that have players that have been the best coming out of high school and in college. We have more All-Americans returning than any other conference. So you're always going to battle. So are you ready for that? Our seniors have watched that a lot. They understand that. They understand what they're in, but they also know what they have to do about it.
Mm-hmm.
When you're young, you don't always know what you have to do about it.
Right.
So it's just, you gain knowledge over the years. It's really great to have people when you're explaining something, they really get what you're saying and they understand the ramifications of that if you don't do what you need to do.
Definitely.
So there's just growth in that. But I think our seniors are really doing a great job of helping this young class come in and understand that sooner rather than later.
You mentioned, Kathy, the influx of the freshmen. How important was the midsummer trip to Italy
Huge.
In building chemistry for this squad?
Italy had a lot of value for so many different reasons. Obviously them being together and really getting to know each other off the court a little bit, mm-hmm. that was great, so that you saw the freshmen kind of coming in here and people started to recognize their personalities when they're just having fun. You know, not what are they doing on the court, because they're all panicked when they're on the court at first. You know,
right.
So we don't know. They're a little quieter there. But can they break through that so they're more of themselves out there? And do they understand the game a little bit? And we play some great teams over there, so they started to pick that up. And so from a lot of different angles, that trip helped us, but also culturally. I mean, you know, if you haven't gotten over there to, if you haven't traveled internationally, you're kind of like, they're all like, what am I doing? You know, and then they started to understand, hey, I can live here. This is different. I could go do this. I could go play pro over there. I could maybe go spread my wings and fly a little bit further away and feel comfortable and confident in doing that.
Your favorite part of the trip, what was it, Kathy? I know you went to George Clooney's house or something like that?
By his house.
Drove by
and he was up
house.
On the balcony, and that was a week before his babies were born. But
so not he was that, there?
Not, yeah, we saw him on a balcony.
Wow.
So, but we were in Lake Como. But that's also where 007, the last one where he shot the guy in the knees. So we saw that one too. And that house was beautiful. But
right.
I mean, we were just, I mean, I don't know. I just was really happy with all of it. I really was. I thought, you know, I just love watching them grow. Mm-hmm. So to me, that's the best part of it, because I'm just watching in every experience different things happen. Mm-hmm. For our team to grow. And whenever I see that, that makes me happy, because I'm kind of a tunnel vision coach that's like, you know, we're all about this. I'm always thinking about, you know, how can we be better? And clearly that trip helped us be better. So I'm very excited about it, and I'm thankful that we had the opportunity to do it.
I have to ask you about this, Kathy. I know that it may or may not mean much to you, but you're 3 wins away from 600. You
somebody
knew this question was coming.
Today. Yep. No, somebody told me today.
Wow. 3 wins away from 600, 13 away from being the all-time leader in wins for the program. Does that mean anything to Kathy George?
No, not really. Because honestly, I mean, it's not about me, and it's about what we're doing. It means I'm old. I mean, I know that. I mean, I know that that's what it means to me, is I've been doing this for a very long time. But you know, you're that's just everybody that, you know, it may bring you back to remembering all the people that you've been with. You know, from my first teams to and that's like, wow, I've been doing this for a very long time. And you think about all those great moments when you were going through it. But it's not about the wins themselves. It's about the people within the wins. And that's what I love. I love, you know, hearing from my people from my first teams. And I still do. You know, you hear about them and what they're doing in their lives and how you keep in touch over the years. And so that's what that reflects to me, mm-hmm. Not anything about me personally.
You all finished 6th in the country when it comes to attendance last season. To have a fan base that supports the program to that kind of extent, what's that mean to you and this program?
It's awesome, because that was one of my focuses from the very get-go. You know, I know you're just supposed to coach, but the atmosphere, the environment, all of the whole program matters to me. And when we first came in, we were over on the other side of these bleachers with metal bleachers.
I remember
that. Yeah. And there really weren't very many fans here. And to see the growth over the years is very encouraging. And I explained that to our team. You know, they're not going to come. People aren't going to come and pay their money to see a team just not try, not work hard, not give forth effort, not be competitive. You know, we've got to get after this. We've got to grow this. And that's what you're doing. And every year that happens, look at the teams ahead of you and what they've helped this team grow to do, what this program has done. And so, you know, we work hard at that. They get out in the community. They talk to a lot of people. They're doing that, and more people are interested in MSU volleyball. And I think that's awesome. So I love that they're learning that about, you know, you put yourself out there, you grow as a person. That's going to help you everywhere in life. And also it helps this crowd. So we were excited, because I think the season ticket holders have gone up by maybe 300 to 500 this year.
Right.
And our courtside has, this is the third year in a row there's a waiting list. So we're excited to see that growth.
Right.
And I know it's you know, they're working hard, they're playing, they're, you know, they're giving their all. And I mean, that's what we're wanting. I always want a team that, you know, you walk away saying, man, even if we lost, we played our hearts out. And, you know, I think people can respect that. Our league is so tough that we're not going to always win every single game. Hopefully we will. But if we do that, like, very few teams do that in America, you know, in volleyball, yeah. Especially in the Big Ten. Most people do not come out unscathed. We can change it, maybe, I don't know. But the thing is like, you just want to know that you laid it all on the floor, and people want to see that, you know, and our team is approachable, and you know, the fans enjoy that, and I know that that's because of our players and the type of players we have in our program.
If you build it, they will come, right?
I guess so. Field of dreams.